This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ to a Joycast from community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Warning, warning, this is an official warning. The health service recommends you turn off your radio now.
Turn it off!
This program is not good for you. It will fry your brain.
Turn it off!
It will cause lasting insanity.
Oh God!
Bleeding from all orifices.
Shut it down!
You have been warned.
Shut that damn radio off!
I'm gonna count backwards from 10.
10.
9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2.
1. 1. It's too late.
Like, that sounds like razor blades in my eyes.
We warned you.
Ugh.
Oh God.
It's like an old man blowing his nose into my ear. We warned you. Oh God, it's too late.
No.
Oh God, someone poke my eardrums out now. I can't handle it any longer.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kent, writer and director of The Babadook, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
We do look at how these films can help women with their stories.
Sugar and spice and a little bit of blood.
Sometimes. Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much good stuff happening.
That's what we want.
Wonderful. No bitchiness.
Yep. It's
save
really, really good.
Save that for the screen.
Mm-hmm. You know? I agree.
Yep. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Using horror is an excellent platform for women to tell their stories. And you can see that recently with the Babadook and things like that, you know, things that we don't necessarily get to speak about in society, like, you know, how our relationships with our children or anything like that, that we can use horror as a platform to discuss that in a deeper manner.
I don't want to be restricted by anyone to make the film that I want
exactly.
to make.
Don't
I want to make
compromise.
It as bloody and as gory as possible.
Goodness me. What are we doing to the minds of young people? It's all good. And here we are in the studio with some of the ladies of horror for Women in Horror Month. It is the month of February 2015 and Tuesday here on Sci-Fi and Scream. And I just want to introduce everybody that's here. And we've got Caitlin Collar.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
That's excellent. And we've got Sally Christie.
Hello, how are you?
Sim, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having us again.
It's so good to have you here. It's been a year. Well, not quite. I think I saw you Monster Fest, probably.
Yes, you saw me Monster Fest. I think it was exactly this time last year when we were doing the Women Horror for last year. It's even happening on the same day.
I can't believe it.
Is it the same day?
It is.
Yes.
Wow.
It was just on a Friday night last year, and now it's a Saturday night.
How about that?
Good.
Next year, Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday's a good time to celebrate things. I always like Sundays.
Yeah, and you can have it earlier or you have more of a day thing. Yeah.
Whole day would be good. How's that? It'd is that a fun. Challenge? A whole it's, day of horror?
That is a challenge.
So this year, the fabulous thing is it's on at Bar 303. It's in lovely Melbourne town. Of course, the capital of horror, really. And it's Saturday the 21st. So tell us about the event. Start off with Sim.
Okay, well, Women in Horror basically came about. It was founded by a girl in America called Hannah Neurotica, and it's in recognition of the wonderful women who work in all the aspects of filmmaking, especially like crew and directors, not so much up the front, but just because there's a lot more sexism involved with women having those technical roles in filmmaking. But it's branched out into the whole horror genre, which encompasses like all of the different artists and workers in that field. So you could have a horror recognition month for female comic book horror writer or an artist. But basically what we do, where here, I know overseas they do a lot of blood drives and things like that, where they use these altruistic events in an effort to support women in horror and for recognition. But what we do here is we actually run a fundraiser for West Casa, which is a Western women's shelter, Western Suburbs women's shelter.
Western, bars and saloons.
Maybe.
<That'd> be cool.
Yeah, Wild West. Yeah, but yeah, they're a community-based women's shelter, and they look after women coming from a past of domestic violence and sexual assault. And we thought that was a good cause to raise in, based on, you know, a lot of horror movies being seen as being bad towards, you know, a little bit controversial there.
Yeah.
When there's actually, you know, a few of us that have actually been in that situation and are looking at expressing, you know, and overcoming it through this kind of genre, so I thought it was very fitting.
Good, it's excellent. How much did you raise last year?
We raised over $1,000, which
it's
is
amazing.
Good. It's really good. We have a lot of really cool prizes. We have a lot of sponsors and people that are happy to donate their goods to the cause, and so we like to keep the price, you know, the price of admission rather cheap, and so we can give away a lot of stuff, you know, and have a lot of raffles and so forth, and so that's how we've managed to raise a lot of money. And we do actually get quite a few people down there as well. It was bustling last year, and so I'm hoping that this year will be just as big, if not bigger.
Yeah, with raffles as well. So what are some of the prizes, are you allowed to say what some of the
I think we can prizes say, can't we? Are? I might leave that to Sal.
Sally.
Yeah. This year we've got Alternative Women's Fitness on board.
Cool.
Who are an excellent northern suburbs based fitness centre for women. So they've got locations in Brunswick, Preston and Coburg. So that Sabina, who runs Alternative Women's Fitness, also has a clothing label, which so she'll be donating some fitness passes. They have things like rock aerobics, flash dance and tone, so it is a heap flash of fun. Yeah, it's heaps of fun. And also some of their alternative women's fitness gear as well.
Oh, cool.
And we've got Monster on board too, donating some movies. And who else have we got?
We're lucky enough to be having a little bit of an art exhibition. Last year, I think we had Misery Malice's her photo exhibition, and this year we've got an actual painter who does some wonderful horror paintings. She likes to express the way that death can actually bring along a transformation. So she worked with a lot of, you know, bones and things like that, but sprouting
still life, literally.
Exactly. And she's actually got some prints that we've got framed and signed that we'll be handing out to three people.
Wow.
So that's a major prize as well.
Major lucky prize.
And she'll also have, I think she'll be selling some things there, and I think that there's a bit of a merch desk happening. Going on.
Cool. Yeah. And those proceeds definitely will be very useful in helping the West Casa people and what they do, which is really positive. You know, it's about protecting women and
they're wonderful what they do down there. Like their programs for women are just
I've been reading online and it's like, wow, okay, this is awesome. You know,
there's a few psychology students I know that have actually used them as assignments and so forth. And they're still not getting a government fund for some reason.
Amazing.
Just, community.
So dig deep, people, and bring your friends and come along on Saturday the 21st. What time is it beginning?
It's opening at 6:30. We're advising that you get there at 6:30 just to secure a seat.
Yes, and also because it could be, you know, a good idea to get, if you're going to have to go through the city to get to, obviously, to Northcote, you might have to leave early because there is that event happening. The big white night. So
exactly, and the sound wave happening as well.
I know.
And there's still quite a few gigs around. It's a great big weekend. Yeah. Yes.
I think all the awesome people will be. Oh dear.
Thanks, Sonia.
Now, okay, so Women in Horror, it's all happening. Let's turn to Caitlin. She's been nice and silent over there. Caitlin Collar, of course, is a filmmaker. So tell us about yourself and your film projects. What's going on?
Well, I finished a bachelor degree honours at Swinburne in 2012, and my graduating film was Made of Horror, which is playing on Saturday, and it's a horror comedy about Emma, a killer bridesmaid. It's a horror comedy.
Excellent. Are there chainsaws involved?
No, there's knives though. There's stabbing.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
I'm just really drawn to the female protagonist, especially the killer protagonist.
Yeah.
It's becoming quite popular these days. And
There's not enough of them still, so it's good.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what has tipped her over the edge without spoiling it too much? Is it because she just, you know, she's always the maid of honour?
Yeah, she's kind of overlooked and underappreciated, and she's got her own way of thinking of her fairy tale ending, and it's about to happen for her.
Cool. And so it's a short film, yeah?
Yes.
So, yeah? And so when did you make it?
2012.
Okay.
So, that was my graduate film, and it's been playing for the last two, three years over the festival circuit. It's played North America, Europe, Australia, so... Yeah.
Incredible. Wow. I mean, I have heard about it. I've heard the talk about it around the horror grapevine. So, it's very good. Catchy. 17 minutes. It's quite long.
Yes, it is quite long. But that's how long it
takes wrong with that, but
to tell the story.
Yeah, no wedding was rushed. Not really, unless you're in Las Vegas, of course. You'd do a rush job there, I guess. And what have you got coming up? You've got another film you're making.
I'm writing my first feature called Slammer Savages. I originally put it in for the Monster Micro Nasties competition, and I got into the finalists, but unfortunately I was overseas and wasn't able to participate in the pitch, so disqualified, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Yes, okay. But that's my own fault for not checking.
You can't hologram yourself yet, but...
Not yet.
Damn it. What's the story for that?
So Slammer Savages is a post-apocalyptic women's prison cannibal film.
Oh my god. I mean, oh my god, in a good way. Oh my god, what is going on? Like, that is one of my favorite genres, and I can say it openly, like, seriously, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, if I said women in prison films, exploitations, I would have a bunch of people saying, oh, you can't be serious, Sonia, you can't, they're sexist, they're awful, they're misogynist, and I go, but I like them.
Yeah. They're amazing.
Now it's all changing. It's like, because women are making them, getting more involved and turning and twisting the concepts. It's
definitely
wonderful.
And Orange is the New Black is probably helping that kind of into the mainstream.
And of course my favorite is, and it's completely gone out of my head, the Australian
Wentworth.
Yes, Wentworth. Because there's no real. There's humour in it. If you can find it, it's darker.
Yeah,
it's grittier. I like it, and there's no one breaks out in music, and that's kind of refreshing. Nothing wrong with Orange Is the New Black, but it's kind of like, well. Is it becoming Prison Glee? Sorry, but...
A little bit, I think.
Still got some lovely ladies in it, but yeah, good stories too. So I like Wentworth, I do like that, you know. goodness. And of course there's Bitch Planet too, the comic that's been doing the rounds, doing really well. Already up to issue 5, same thing. It's a planet of women, it's a prison for women who are non-compliant, it's called. So they get sent to this other planet, you know, it goes all crazy. It sounds like Orange Is the New Black on Mars, I think, but you know, that's fun times.
It does.
Can't wait for the movie. Is it like that?
So it's more of a kind of a virus has taken over Australia, and this is the prison that's like left behind, kind of cool. In the style of like the Big Brother zombie
what was that called again? Brain, what are you doing to me, Brain? Damn it. I hate that. It's got the eye, the Big Brother eye, yes.
Yeah, so, and then, they're running out of food
Dead
rapidly.
Set.
Dead set.
Dead
that's
set.
The one. They're running out of food rapidly, so they have to turn to the inevitable.
Which is what?
Cannibalism.
Oh, right. So a few recipe books, hopefully, will come out of this film.
Hopefully.
I think you should do Slammer Savage's recipes for the...
Marketing.
Starving.
Yeah, definitely.
Ladies. It's marketing, isn't it? Everyone's doing it. Oh, cool. So when can we expect this to be out?
Probably not for a few years. I've got to finish this feature and actually try and get some money up for it before I can make it happen.
Oh, yeah, just that little thing.
Just that little thing.
So will you be doing crowdfunding or funding? What's
probably
the story?
Probably crowdfunding for post-production, but I would like to get my own money up for the main feature. I don't want to be restricted by anyone to make the film that I want to make.
Don't
I want to
compromise.
As bloody and as gory as possible.
Goodness me. What are we doing to the minds of young people? That looks excellent. Slammer Savages, we look forward to that. And of course, you can catch Maid of Horror this Saturday, the 21st. It'll be playing at the Woman of Horror event. Is it a chapter? Do you call yourselves a chapter? Well, that sounds quite religious, doesn't it?
I don't. Yeah, I've never really thought of it. I just call it a year.
It's not like Girl Guides at all, is it?
No.
Well,
no,
maybe there'll be some Girl Guides cosplayers. Maybe bloody ones, perhaps.
Maybe we could do that one, yeah. We could have them all bring in there.
Biscuits. Interesting
exactly.
Biscuits.
Yeah, some poisonous ones or something, I don't know.
Not really poisonous.
No.
We love it. We love it. Okay, and of course, Sally's here too. Sal. Prefer Sal?
Either or.
Okay.
Either or.
You answer to one of them.
both of them.
Yeah. So what's your role in this?
So this year I am helping Sim organise Women in Horror. Once I started studying cinema sort of seriously, I've always loved horror film, but I've noticed that using horror is an excellent platform for women to tell their stories. And you can see that recently with the Babadook and things like that, things that we don't necessarily get to speak about in society, like, you know, how our relationships with our children or anything like that, that we can use horror as a platform to discuss that in a deeper manner. So since discovering that there's a deeper level to horror, I've discovered the horror community in Melbourne, and they're all awesome and they're all so tight-knit and been just getting a bit more involved with events. So been helping Sim out this year, and it's been an awesome experience.
Excellent.
And we've got really excellent things to show this year. We've got Maddie Doe's Chantali, which is a special, special movie, I think.
Yeah, because it's a ghost story, isn't it?
It is a ghost story. Yeah. And also just her background being the first female director in Laos is really impressive.
Amazing. I mean, I was just stunned. I was like, really? And she was like, that's the way it is.
Yeah, I was looking at, I think that since the Marxism came into the country, they've probably only had 10 feature films that have been made in the last, was it 30 or 40 years?
Yeah, I think it was a max of 20
films. They have one cinema or something, she said to me.
Yep.
And some of them got shut down for quite a while.
I think they need Slammer Savages.
I think they do.
Yeah, could probably relate to it a little bit.
Has she actually been able to play the feature that we saw at Stranger with her face, and what will be playing on the weekend, has that actually shown in Laos?
I think it has. I remember her telling me that it was the first Laos feature ever to show a toilet in it.
Oh wow!
That this is like this is like the Hayes Code. This is like 1960.
That she had to have like permission.
Psycho. Yeah. The first flushing toilet was the first toilet scene in cinema was Psycho.
Yeah. So yeah, it's interesting in that she
weren't allowed to show it.
Yeah. No, it's bizarre, isn't it?
Or 1960.
Yeah. That's so yeah, great. I think it has been shown in Laos, but there's
where does
all
poo
these
go? Sorry. Oh, it just vaporizes. These people are all beautiful. Grace Kelly doesn't do a poo.
No,
it just
not at
vaporizes.
All.
I love that.
So yeah, we're both really excited to show Maddie's film. We both met both Maddie and Caitlin, and I worked with Caitlin on MonsterFest this year. But we both saw these films at the other Women in Horror. It's a festival that happens down in Hobart, and it's strange.
Excellent.
My face.
Yeah.
And you got there like I didn't.
Yeah, we both got there this year.
We have to get there again this year.
Did you go, Caitlin?
Yeah, my film played there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well, you turned up for
there.
This one.
Yeah. We did. Cool. A brilliant horror community that stretches right across.
Yeah, it's excellent. And you know, the really excellent thing about it is that everybody is really, really supportive of each other. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't see, you know, anyone trying to cut each other down or anything like that.
That's what we want.
Wonderful.
No bitchiness. Yep.
It's
save
really,
that
really
for
good.
The screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree.
Yep. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'd be all helping each other on each other's films
exactly.
and whatnot.
Help
you know,
each other up. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
That's
and
the way.
I think if you look at behind the scenes on Heidi Lee Douglas's Behind the Scenes of a Little Lamb, which is another film that we're showing, you will actually see the directors of Stranger With My Face Film Festival were working behind the scenes on the film.
Bryony.
Yep.
Hi, Bryony.
Bryony
Kidd and Rebecca Thompson are awesome ladies, and you'll find those women in Tasmania doing just about everything when
it
comes to creative
stuff.
And horror and the genre, and of course running that Stranger With My Face Festival.
Which
is fabulous.
Top five in the world now, apparently.
Ooh,
really? And it's a Women in Horror.
It's got to be number
festival.
One. It's got to be number one one day.
At least
now.
I can't believe
world.
It. Little, tiny little shindig of a, you know,
and so
Tasmania.
What were your experiences like there?
I mean,
I
haven't
fantastic. Spoken to you about them, actually, have I? No.
Oh, it's just the scenery, the air, and just the places where they hold.
It's so haunted, too, isn't it? Like, it's haunted with a history that's bloody and horrible. And
it is.
It's amazing.
Yeah. The colonisation.
Mm.
Van Diemen's Land, yes, and we sat in the cinema
all day for really long amounts of time, just watching films after films after films. It was great.
Exactly.
Films
were
very
not,
creepy. You would not see anywhere else, would you?
And they're so diverse. It's really interesting how they're all made by women, but such different themes, such different topics.
They still have the challenge too, the film challenge.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
There and was the script writing challenge.
That, the film challenge, there was such good quality films in that, like that people have made in within 48 hours. They were all excellent. It was really, really impressive to see that this year.
I think I saw the ones a year before and loved it. There was the one with the bathtub. Scenes and the supermarket. I'm just like, this is incredible. These people have outdone themselves with no money. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's spectacular. It really is.
And the feel and the feel of the films is like, you engage. I don't think you have to not, you don't have to like horror to love the sort of stuff that's coming out from that particular stable or institution that it's becoming.
The thing that I love about horror is there's kind of no boundaries with it. You can have that complete fantasy world, but then still pull it off as being reality. You can do, and you can throw both together, and you can have
and
it surreal.
And you don't have to have a lot of money. A lot of money would be good, but
yeah.
you don't have to.
No.
Well, I think Maddie made her film on $5,000.
That's incredible.
That's
and
it looks great.
I love how it's steeped in all of like the Lao superstition. It seems to be something that's becoming a bit of a trademark for her, I think, with the Dearest Sister that she's got she's filming.
That looks
at
amazing. I've seen some of the photographs and they look
awesome. It looks like it's going to be excellent, that one.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much good stuff happening. And with the Babadook doing so well and taking the Actor Awards Best Female Lead for Essie Davis, Best Director for Jennifer Kent, Best Writing, I think they did as well. And just fantastic stuff. And the soundtrack.
Yeah, they really cleaned up this year.
They did.
Yeah.
They had to share the Best Picture with that other film. But anyway. That was just odd. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Was this like
the Russell Crowe movie?
That nobody saw.
Yeah, I haven't seen
Yay.
It.
Sorry, Rusty.
They couldn't possibly give
He's
it to a horror
anyway,
movie.
He's a Kiwi anyway, isn't he?
They couldn't possibly give Best Movie to a horror movie, of
You
course.
Know what? They should have just swallowed it. They should have just done it. You know,
Definitely.
Because it's an opportunity that's been lost. I mean, I'm glad they got something for it, certainly. But it's still, it should have been just that one.
Yeah.
You know, because it still says to me,
takes away from it,
we're not secure enough to actually say this film is the winner. We're not secure enough in ourselves that genre is just as good, if not better, than any other genre. And it's just disappointing. I'm
it's
sorry.
Really shaking things up for people because, you know, it hasn't changed in 100 years that there's only 5% of female directors in Hollywood, and it's been that way for 100 years, literally. And
it's actually gone down too, I believe, in the last few years, the amount of women. It's actually getting less.
Oh, really?
Which is crazy because some of the highest grossing films were actually women writers, directors, and crew people. Like you look at Mean Girls, that was fantastic. Tina Fey, she only hired women for it. So, you know, it goes to show that, you know.
Needed a chainsaw, but.
You get. I believe.
Rachel McAdams.
Oh, that would have improved it so much. It's still a great movie, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Personally. Well, didn't someone get hit by a bus in that film?
Yeah, they did. I'm pretty sure
they did. Isn't that a fantasy?
It
doesn't matter.
It is a fantasy.
It's really interesting because I was reading about hopscotch films, and they actually, when they buy films, they have to take into account the female viewer because 2/3 of their viewing and their buyers are women. And so there's definitely a market here for it.
Yeah.
I did read the other day, it's not set in stone, but it is promising that there is going to be maybe a female director mentorship opening up all over in Hollywood, so maybe the Babadook and Jennifer Kent and everyone has helped a little bit push that
to
in.
They've
released it. Yeah. They've released that they are creating it in February, like this
next
month.
Year? Oh, this month.
Yeah, they released it this month. So I don't know whether that ties in with women in horror. They're trying to jump on whatever it is, but they have released something to say that they're looking at female mentorships for short movies that I think they'll be releasing on some kind of platform.
Oh,
but
wow.
It's still a step in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we have these things. So,
yeah, no, that's a good thing. I'll have to look that up and we'll put that on the Sci-Fi and Screen Facebook page.
Yeah, definitely.
That does sound interesting.
I'll share it for you.
Please, share. It's all about sharing. So we've got music and stuff happening as well, of course.
We
for the Women in Horror event this Saturday the 21st. Who else have we got performing?
We have some trusty girlfriends of mine, some lovely burlesque dancers. Mm-hmm. There's Dallas Vandal, who dances traditional sort of burlesque dance, but to a not so traditional soundtrack.
Okay.
She's a bit of a punk rocker.
Cool.
But she's also very much a cabaret lover, so she's a lot of fun. And then we also have she's a burlesque darling actually, Betty Blood, who is well known for Gorlesque here. I'm really excited to see I've heard what both of the girls are doing. I've heard a little bit and I'm really excited to see it all happen.
Right.
So there are intermission acts. We're showing a couple of long short films.
Long shorts.
Long shorts. And we have a feature, and so we do need to break them up a little bit. And so we'll have the girl performing at an intermission, and then we'll have a band at the end of the night, who I hope everyone enjoys.
Yeah, it's a big night. Last year was awesome too, so a big night.
Yeah,
it's
I'm hoping.
Had.
It was a lot of fun. I was blown away by how many supporters we got, and I'm hoping that we not only bring back the same people, but just plenty more of you out there.
Yeah, no, I think people will absolutely love it, and go early to avoid traffic. People traffic, because I think there'll be a lot of people traffic.
Yeah, busy night in Melbourne.
Expecting a million
night.
People to come to the Women in Horror.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, Melbourne City thing went down and suddenly
everyone just came to Women in
Horror. Directed everyone to 303.
That would be amazing. I don't think we'd be able to hold them all.
They'd be on the street. That's all right.
Westcastle would be so happy with us.
Oh, yeah, they would.
Get the buckets out, carrying those, asking for money, please. So, yes, that's the whole idea. It's not just to have fun and enjoy horror movies and watch performers and listen to music and stuff, but also it's about raising funds and awareness of, you know, the plight of many females, sadly, in Melbourne town and Melbourne region. And Westcastle provides counselling. They provide, do they provide shelter as well and referrals and things like that?
They have, they do have referrals and so forth. forth. But they have a wonderful, I guess you would call it a group therapy, very interactive session that they do. It spans over several weeks, and it's known as the shark cage theory.
What's it called?
The shark cage theory.
Oh, yeah.
And basically it helps rehabilitate people that come from an abusive background, because a lot of these people have dealt with these things in childhood. And so they've sort of grown up wrong.
With
no proper training on how to behave. Their behavior is more about avoidance and running away, and hence they become, you know, constantly bullied throughout their lives. And it's quite feminist, actually, but it basically revolves around a reconditioning and pointing out, you know, that's not the way that things sort of work, and rehabilitating them to be able to stand on their own two feet and see things for what they are, instead of just running from these, you know, people that they think are going to hurt them, I guess. And so does the shark cage theory, basically, because a lot of those women, they are always thinking, why me? Why is it? Why am I trapped in this circle? Why am I always in this position? You know, why did this happen? And a lot of the time it's because they don't have that barrier up that repels these
sharks.
Yeah, these sharks.
Yeah,
and it's building the cage, the bars that go in the cage, and learning, you know, how to ward them off and how to get rid of them, because, you know, we're in this huge pool together and we're all bumping into each other, but unfortunately it's the same people that are going down, and they're going down because they don't have those skills.
I mean, we've banned drift nets. Let's you know, let's nothing worse than being trawled.
Exactly.
Or trolled, for that matter. That's not nice either. But I mean, bullying, harassment of women is everywhere. And online, that brings me to the segue of the online harassment that occurs and needs to stop and needs to be considered as that has to be also shark caged and safe place. I mean, there's been some terrible stuff. Caitlin.
I feel like a lot of female filmmakers especially get a lot of trolling, especially ones that dare to have a feminist opinion. For example, the Soska sisters and Jessica Cameron.
Yeah.
And the way that they make their films provokes those kind of people, and they get such bad publicity for it.
Like, goodness me, guys, you know?
Exactly, when they're bringing out a positive message through horror, and I just admire what they do, really.
Yeah, they are massively important, I think, and they certainly have instigated and inspired a lot of women and male supporters as well. We can't forget men are also welcome on the evening, of course, as blokes can be. You know, girls as well. blokes can be awesome blokes too. So it's that open door, of course, to everyone. It's just that, you know, it's about fairness.
And yeah,
respect,
definitely.
Respect. Yep. Yeah. So, what about you? Do you get trolled, or have you had that experience of being harassed?
No, look, not myself personally. All throughout my life, though, I've always found it interesting, because I've always loved horror ever since I was a child. And I found it interesting as a female that a lot of people ask me, oh, God, how can you watch that? That's disgusting. Whereas my
judgment.
My partner, who's also a big horror fan, but as a male, never gets asked things like that. So it's somehow wrong for me as a female to enjoy this kind of genre, whereas for a male it's completely okay. Yeah, I think it's important that we do look at how these films can help women with their stories.
Sugar and spice and a little bit of blood.
Sometimes. Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Definitely. Well, you know, it happens in February every year, because it goes with the 28-day cycle of a menstruation period. So that's exactly why it happens in February. So it makes perfect sense.
Really? I didn't know that. Well, there you go. Everything. Yeah. Excellent. Well, I'm sure everyone's turned off now. No, they haven't. So, you know, enjoy that, and you can enjoy something really, you know, healthy. Actually, it's healthy, it's fine, and it's totally normal to love horror, and at the same time you can support some wonderful work that's going on here and overseas, of course. And as I was reading through the information you gave me too there, Asim, it's really important to remember there's all sorts of levels in the genre. There's the writers, the filmmakers, the fans as well, the people that are behind the scenes, and guys like yourself who organize this stuff. We're all doing it for one purpose, and that is to be seen, I guess, to be seen, to be visible. Mm-hmm. It's really important.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And get that exposure and have that support behind you. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the old saying where there's, you know, they're behind a very great man, there's a great woman. Well, you know, it works the other way as well. So, you know, feel free to jump on board. Yeah. And
well, there's a whole bunch of great women behind one themselves. Can we just, does it have to be just one single person? Does it have to be one winner? I mean, that's the whole thing. The patriarchy, here I go, feminism 101. The patriarchy always says there's winners and losers. Why?
Yeah.
Why do we have to continue that kind of boring, worn out and destructive?
Oh, it's completely destructive. It's having that kind of mentality. It's awful.
It's like when they choose one female celebrity and she's awesome. And then, I don't know, she farts or she goes out with someone that people apparently aren't supposed to like, and suddenly she's a bitch of the world. She's just a revolting person and everybody pulls her down, but there's always going to be that one, and then they fight each other, and it's like, God,
like Renee Zellweger looking at you know, rocking up with no makeup on.
Uma Thurman.
Oh yes, I saw that. It was trending on Facebook, and
how
I was
awful.
Like,
"Oh, she's aging." Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The sarcasm, but you know.
The huge one at the moment that I actually adore is the Cindy Crawford leaked version of her cover.
I haven't looked at it yet. Yeah,
I haven't seen that one yet.
What's
either.
What's that one about?
Oh well, it's just it hasn't been touched up yet, and she just looks glorious in all of her 50-year-old glory. You know, she's awesome. Beautiful. I hope they keep it like that now.
Well, they're gonna have to, aren't they?
They better.
Some good things that come out of leaking stuff can be very positive, as long as the person gives permission
for it to happen.
It's about permission.
Yeah, well, unfortunately,
people.
There was no permission
Let's
given.
Let's remember that. Permission. All right, so you've got permission to enjoy yourself this Saturday, the 21st, from 6:30 p.m. If you live in Melbourne, if you don't live in Melbourne, hop in your car or try, you know, save the environment, take some public transport, and head to Melbourne to Bar 303 for the Women in Horror event. Is there actually a name for it as such? Or
no, it's just Women in Horror Melbourne 2015.
Yeah. That's it. Easy.
Yep.
You can go online, head to our Facebook page. What's your web page or Facebook?
It's Women in Horror Melbourne in brackets.
Cool.
So, yeah, there's the Women in Horror Month, which is just the full-blown organisation that started with Hannah Neurotica.
Yeah, and we're linked on the events on that page, which I think is just womeninhorror.com.
Yes, if you go onto the website, you will find our event for the 21st of February listed. But you'll also, if you just look up Women in Horror Month, you'll find our community page on Facebook. We'll have Melbourne in brackets, and then you'll find our event as well.
Fantastic. Awesome. And Caitlin, where can people find you?
You can find me on Made of Horror on Facebook.
Cool.
And yeah, that's about it, really.
Yeah. Where does Made of Horror go next after Saturday?
It's probably going to finish its festival run and will be up shortly. So if people can't make it to Women in Horror Month, you can see it on later online for free.
Cool. Excellent. We look forward to Slammer Savages and Ladies Behind Bars.
Me too.
Hope there's some escape. I hope there's some escape scenes, but
there may be a sequel. Who knows?
Oh, right. Awesome. Nice. Can't wait to hear the soundtrack too. All right. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us on Sci-Fi and Scream, ladies.
Well, thank you for having
me.
My
pleasure.
We've got Caitlin Collar. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sally Christie.
Thank you.
Sal Christie. And Sim.
Thanks for having us again, Sonia. It's been a pleasure. I can't wait for the weekend. It'll be fantastic.
Excellent. Yeah. We'll see you there. This is Sonia with Sci-Fi and Scream Special here, talking about women in horror and all the wonderful things that goes on for the month of February. Thanks for listening.
This is Maddie Doe, and I'm here at the Stranger With My Face Film Festival on Joy 94.9 for Sci-Fi and Scream. Had an awesome time talking to Sonia.
Welcome to Murder Burgers. Could you murder a burger?
No, thank you. I'm not hungry. Actually, maybe you can help me. I'm looking for my sister. She disappeared.
Is she about 5'10"? A blonde, short hair, blue eyes, soft voice. One of her arms doesn't work, right?
Yes, that's right.
No, we haven't seen her.
But you just described her exactly.
I know, I know. Look, I know you must be thirsty. Would you like to try our new red velvet frappe latte? It's an iced coffee with red velvet cake batter. It's delicious.
Sure, okay, why not?
Voila! Wrap your lips around this.
Thanks. Yeah, that's nice, but I think there's something chunky at the bottom. I'll just try and fish it out with this spoon. my God, it's a finger. It's a finger with a ring. I recognize that ring, the owl symbol. That's my sister's ring. You've killed my sister.
Hey, don't be down about it. She made her mark. Look at our specials board.
The little hussy burger. The trailer park floozy burger.
She may not have amounted to much, but she's in the patties now. So tender.
No.
So juicy. Juicy.
No, ma'am. Please, put that big cleaver down.
Time for a family reunion. Go be with your sister and meet your maker. Join us next week to try our new specials
on Sci-Fi and Scream.
Radio you could kill for. Tuesdays at 10 on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.